Jesus raised his hands and blessed them, says this conclusion of the Gospel of St. Luke, one of the accounts of the ascension of Jesus. We heard both of them, first in the Acts of the Apostles and then at the end of the Gospel of St. Luke. He's the one who tells us about the mystery of the ascension of Jesus. It says he raised his hands and blessed them. And as he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. So we celebrate that mystery today as part of our Easter celebration, our 50-day celebration of Easter. One of the high points of Easter is this feast of the Ascension of the Lord. For celebrating it, we've come to know more deeply who Jesus is and what he is for us. That's always our endeavor here as we go through the year, is mystery by mystery, learning more deeply who Jesus is and what he is for us. Now, how does this mystery of the Ascension tell us who Jesus is and what he is for us? This mystery that after he had died and rose from the dead, then returned to the Father. First, we have to remember the mystery that we learned at Christmas, Advent and Christmas. You know, we learn more deeply every Christmas the mystery of Jesus becoming a human being. That Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, was incarnate, that is, enfleshed in human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, became a human being. Now, you know how to say that. You say it every Sunday in the Creed, don't you? You know that he, by the whole power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary, and you know the words, and yeah, that's what we say it in English. Let me say it for you in Latin. It helps us to understand it a little more deeply. You know, the if I speak Latin very much anymore, it works the same way in Greek. You know, the Creed was first in Greek. Anybody speak Greek here much anymore? It works the same way in Greek and Latin, but not in English. In Latin, you might, some of you old-timers might remember that it said, et homo factus est. That's the way we say that in English, was made man. But in Latin, it doesn't mean that he became the male of the species. It means that he became a human being. Latin has a word for the male man. It's V-I-R, vir. It also has a word for woman, mulier. But they also have a word that means human being, men and women, and that word is homo, or sometimes you hear it hominis or hominibus. You sing in Peace on Earth to Human Beings of God of Goodwill. Works the same way in Greek too. They had a word for male human beings, andros, but they had a word that meant human beings in general. Is anthropos. You might have heard the science of anthropology. It really means that Jesus became every bit as human as you and I. Doesn't matter whether you're a man, doesn't matter whether you're a woman, Jesus took on all the humanity that each one of us have. And so experienced everything that we human beings experience. It says later on in the letter of the Hebrews that he experienced that, or that he was tempted in every way that we are. And that means more than he was just tempted to sin. Well, he was, you know, in the 40 days in the desert, was tempted by the devil, but remained faithful to his mission from God. But temptation is greater than that. To be tempted, the word really means, temptation means a trial. Now, certainly it's a trial when you're tempted for sin, but there are other trials than that. You probably be, we're, it's a trial when you suffer, isn't it? Jesus suffered. In his humanity, he suffered. And that was a trial, just like it was, is for you. But Jesus experienced loss, sometimes loss and grief. That's a trial, isn't it? You know, down in St. Joseph in Bardstown, you know, there's some famous paintings on the wall. And one of those paintings is the death of St. Joseph. It shows Joseph laid out, dying in his last hour, and with him the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus. St. Joseph, you know, is the patron of a happy death. But that must have been quite a loss for Jesus and Mary. No doubt in his humanity he experienced grief and loss at the passing of Saint Joseph. Now, that was a trial. He experienced that in his humanness. Most of you have experienced great losses, great grief. Jesus knows about that because he experienced it too. He had every experience that we human beings have. Suffering. Yeah, we live in a dangerous world. Sometimes we get hurt. We get sick. We suffer. Jesus knows because he was as human as we are. He was liable to be hurt. He knew the trial and grief of being rejected. Anybody here ever been rejected? I hope not, but it happens. Jesus had that experience too. Every human experience we have, he had. Though he was God from God, light from light, true God from true God, just as God is God the Father, and just as God is God the Holy Spirit, but just as human as you and I. When he ascended to heaven after he had suffered and died on the cross and raised from the dead by the power of God, he ascended to heaven. Now he didn't leave his humanity behind him. He still had the marks, the evidence of his suffering. When he raised his hands to bless those disciples on that mountain of the Ascension, they could still see the wounds. Well, he was not. I mean, the suffering was over. But in his human hands, he had the marks. He didn't leave his humanity behind. He carried all his human experience back to God. That is to say that this Feast of the Ascension tells us that now in the very heart and mind of God is the memory and knowledge of our humanness. When you suffer, God knows it because of Jesus. When you have grief and loss, God knows it because Jesus is there in united with God in heart and mind. When we die, God knows about that. God knows what it's like because Jesus knows what it's like. He's carried all our human experience into the heart and mind of God. So, says the book of Hebrews that we heard, we can confidently, trustingly bring our prayers to God through Jesus. Jesus is there to, as we say, intercede for us, to pray for us in His loving relationship with the Father. Of course, through Him we have that same loving relationship with God. Because Jesus has ascended, we know that God cares. Says the Bible, cast all your care on Him, for He cares for you. This is how we know, through celebrating this mystery of the ascension, who Jesus is and what He is for us. And we know through Him that God cares, that God, who is love, loves you.